Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Sorry for giggling through the... Sorry. We love Seth at BBS. He makes us laugh.
Yes, he does.
And this is my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Veronica, here we go. See, I am such a mess tonight. Squirrel Rourke.
That's okay.
Hi, squirrel. I'm so sorry. God.
It's okay. I know you are. You're living in a different paradigm, but we're going to bring you into this one for a little
while. Yeah, no, I am really out. I've been up since 3 this morning, so I'm a little goofy. Okay.
Hold on, everyone. It's going to be a doozy of a show.
Yeah, it will. No question about it. So we want to remind everyone that we look forward to your questions, and the team will answer them during tonight's broadcast. Please try to keep your questions on topic. Other questions will be answered if time allows, and email them either before or during the broadcast to Squirrel, you give it.
Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L at WYOM.net.
Beautiful. Okay. Exploring human consciousness, enjoying the journey. Now, we do love the way I spelled that. I got enjoying. We can be so intent on getting to a destination that we often, quite often, most of the time, forget to enjoy the journey. The negative ego has a field day with us. Why aren't you there? Look at others and how far they've come. You'll never get there, and on it goes. It steals our joy, and we allow it. And we forget sometimes how crafty the negative ego really is. We rush everything. We want contact. We want to be a channel. We want to write books. But seldom do we sit with our own experiences and cherish even the difficult ones and the painful ones. Our individual journey through this lifetime is a precious one. Each of us is exploring our own consciousness, like learning to drive a car or ride a bike. It's an adventure. And remember always that you are a spark of the infinite, of God, God is all that is, experiencing itself through you, through your unique frequencies. And I emphasize unique. Humans have been doing this for thousands of years. We're the fortunate ones. We are on the edge of breakthroughs never experienced before, not only for ourselves, but with our star friends and family, we are on the edge of true awakening. Love yourselves enough to enjoy the ride. Tonight is a night of love, compassion, and savoring of our unique journeys. And Squirrel, I know you've got some astrology to talk about.
I do. I'm sure a lot of our listeners already are experiencing these effects of the lunar eclipse. It's happening, well, you know, the eclipse energies happen over a period of time and they build up. We have not seen it in the United States, but it's happening nonetheless. Anyway, this comes from Astro Sparkles, and they talk about this moon with the ability to release and the opportunity to transform. And that's because Saturn is involved in it in Scorpio. So that's a key thing. And Scorpio, the sign that is the master of release and transformation. I mean, you would know, right, Jackie? You're
yeah,
a Scorpio.
I do.
Okay, and they go on to say that there's something that needs to go so that something new can come in. And, you know, I know I have a tendency to hang on to things longer past their expiration date, so this is a good one for me, too. There is an old, potentially karmic tie to a person, to a situation, to a habit, to a way of being or doing, which is no longer serving. Maybe it never has. And here's the opportunity to cut that tie. Neptune is also pretty strong right now. Neptune promotes a dream and adds to the magic and potential being offered up from this eclipse. And Mars, actively engaged with both Saturn and Neptune, closely involved, there is change, evolution, opportunity, and magic on offer, perhaps closer than you think. And then there's a little bit more from Deb O'Connor, who I know you like, Jackie, and she's great.
I love her.
I know. She says, sometimes we bury the real truth because we fear abandonment or abuse. Sometimes it's shame which keeps us from exposing ourselves to the truth. But the intent of this moon isn't to lead you into the heart of darkness and abandon you there, but to take you by the hand and hold you close while you acknowledge where you have been dodging away from the real story, so that as you find the courage to face this inner knowing, you can free yourself from its power. And in one sentence, the strong desires to move on.
Okay. Well,
that's right. Like they say, don't look back. You're not going that way.
No. And very interesting, because I think I am seeing so many people, myself included, my children, other people's children, really walking through this door of breaking out of the old and stepping into something very new. And lots of quick change happening, right? A life-changing type of change happening right now. And I have been so frazzled all day, running way too much energy, okay? my hair is standing on end.
Don King again, okay. Don King look.
That's pretty much Don King. I would be looking like Don King.
blonde.
Okay, so Bonnie's book will launch next week. Okay. Is that right? No, week after next.
No, May 9th.
Yes.
It's a couple more. Close to, it's right near Mother's Day.
And Squirrel's going to help me get it up on my announcement. For whatever reason, I can call GoDaddy and have them walk me through it. But I really do want to send out the book trailer. I know you send it out, Squirrel, to everybody on your list, and I'd like to send it out on my to all my people.
Of course,
and
you can do that.
So, and it's interesting because I sent it to an amazing friend of mine, and she has the library supreme of every great spiritual teacher and every tape and every book. And she, you know, we all go through these periods where we don't do anything for a while, and she has been in one of those periods for quite a while. And so I sent her the Bonnie's book trailer, and she was resistant even to open it. She opened it up and she said, "Jackie, this book is going to be huge." She's very psychic. She said, "This book is going to be huge." And I said, "I know." And she said, "This book I want to read it." I said, "I know." And so you can go to Bonnie's website if you're waiting for me to get this thing sent out. And as soon as the website opens up, it's www.livealifeyoulove.com. It goes right to her book. You can click on that and get into the trailer there. Trailer is so powerful. Bonnie sent it for me to look at. She first got it, she was still tweaking it. And I watched the trailer and burst into tears. And I wrote her back and I said, "You are not going to believe this. There's something about the trailer that made me cry." Now, there's nothing about this trailer to make you cry, but that's how deeply it hit. And I'm, again, this book is imbued. The energies are incredible. The team certainly has danced through it, no question about that. They have great love for Bonnie. Great love. But step-by-step processes to creating everything that you desire. This is the book, not like The Secret, that says, well, you can, you know, just expect and this and that. This goes into detailed, here it is. Here is the map. You do this, then you do this, and then you do this. Now, I have clients that are really, these are really good people that I've worked with for years. Went in, worked with everything, and said, "Oh my God, my life changed overnight." my prosperity, my relationships, my, I mean, literally, okay, amazing results. And again, it's up to everybody. You have to decide. You know, I'm not here to push anybody into anything, although I am a bit of a pain in the butt. So, I'm going to share this note Bonnie sent me this week, and this was after I sent out the show announcement. We need to remember we are there. There is no there to get to. We just choose there now. The world will catch up to us. I sit here writing you in front of a gentle breeze, watching the palm trees sway, hearing the roar of the ocean, gazing upon the blue skies. And I think about my world, grateful for it and yet imagining more. An entire world filled with love everywhere I look. Every baby is fed. Every heart has a dream and a belief it can come true. Every face a smile. People are fulfilled, safe, prosperous, and happy. It's my baby step for today, and it doesn't matter if this ever happens, because I feel it happening right now, right here, right now. A paradox, but a lovely one, because there is nothing stopping us from being exactly where we want to be right now. Now, this was a personal email, and I'm sharing it. I haven't told Bonnie. You know, she'll be fine, I'm sure.
She's sitting under the palm trees right now, so.
Yeah, no.
she'll be fine.
So, yeah, I think that she said it all so beautifully, that we are there right now, but so many people think they aren't there. You know, we wait for the big aha moment and miss all the little ones, and we want to create something amazing and forget to acknowledge all the wonderful things that we're creating along the way. We don't give ourselves credit for the magic that we're creating every day, for all the little magical things. Everybody's busy. Everybody's on the run. Nobody is breathing. You know, I have to remind myself all day long, except when I'm in channel. Breathe. And, you know, if I have a channel where the team is really moving energy and really breathing, I come out of channel. I am so, I'm so oxygenated. My eyeballs are spinning around me. Which just reminds me I'm not breathing during the day. When we create things that aren't so good, we seldom take the time to think about our beliefs and what we have to be believing to create the snafus in our lives. And as humans, we go to the old go-to, which is let's blame somebody for it. It's their fault or that guy or that woman or that situation that's creating this. But only when we recognize that we create it all, do we become the masters of our reality. And you know, I'm so terrible. I'll just go on. And in most cases, we don't take the time to change the beliefs or even delve into what those beliefs might be that allowed something to show up in our reality. And this is it's really interesting for me, and I play with it a lot. So we kind of go to when will this happen for me and when will that happen for me, but we aren't necessarily willing to do the work to look at what beliefs are standing in the way of this or that, and will we end up with exactly what we've got right now if we don't recognize, if we don't change our beliefs, we're going to keep creating the same things over and over and over. And if we're running self-pity or victim, it will kick you in the butt, seriously. And don't think, okay, there are lots of people, I can go there, okay, where I get too tired, I give too much, whatever, and then I have to listen to Bonnie say, I don't do it if it's not fun, and I just want it. There are times I want to reach through the phone and strangle her. Okay. What do you mean you don't do it if it's not fun? But those are her boundaries, and she creates beliefs around that. Now, that's amazing. I sent a doctor to her website a while back, good friend and somebody we work with, who's working on Mercy ships and in Africa, and right now she's living in Africa. And she was a Manhattan gyno, actually quite famous, wrote books. And she went to Bonnie's website and she said, what planet is she from? She is not from, you know, she was just like, her mind could not wrap around it. And this is a brilliant woman. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because some people are so ready for this information. And Bonnie will tell you, give me the people that are ready. People that aren't ready, that's fine. You know, go about your lives. She has no problem with that. But there are so many people that are ready. Life review. Oh, I like this one. Life review is really an exciting thing to do. And my son right now is doing a lot of life review work. And, you know, having to write bios on himself and timelines of things that happened to him in his life. If you do it, you will begin to see trends. What did I come in to do, to work with, to learn? Okay, I was interested in this. I got involved in this. I had this family situation. What was I preparing myself for? Making certain that I wouldn't miss. To go through all these different things. Because I can tell you, in between lifetimes, if you don't get it here, you've got fail safes written in. Okay. I missed it here. Okay, crap. Here comes the tsunami. It's going to take me over here. And maybe I'll get it this time. And believe me, I have enough scars from 2x4s in, you know, that I can say.
You know, it's a different way of missing your chance, you know?
Yes. And so you're going to see things that are leading you somewhere. Where is that? Play with it. Okay? Really play with it. I mean, this is such an exciting time and such a wonderful opportunity to do that. And, you know, with all the people we work with, everyone that's having major breakthroughs is doing the work to get there. I have to say this, there is no free pass. You can do the work the easy way. You can do the work the hard way. You know,
or like Bonnie, you can do it the fun way.
Yeah, or like Bonnie, you can do it the fun way.
You can do it the fun way.
And but it's what we came to do. And believe me, I'm no different than anyone else. I want to tell you that. The team allows me to work through all my limiting beliefs, my self-imposed stress and dramas, which I, of course, share with all of you to help. You know, all of you understand that we're never done learning and healing ourselves and our experiences and our beliefs. And where I get into trouble is I am the observer and the experiencer at the same time. I will push the boundaries. I do not recommend this to other people. And I even play with, if I go here, okay, how bad will this crumble? And if I go here and with this new belief, how fast can it change? And I literally play with it to see how it's going to play out, okay? As I said to Squirrel earlier, okay, I know my race car. I know how fast I need to correct. I don't recommend this to everybody. I don't always correct on time, but most of the time I do. Where I'm coming into the curve and I think, okay, go back to square one. You know where you need to go. You've played with this. You've played with that. You see how, because this is explorations in consciousness. You know, this shows, but the work I do really is that. That's me, explorations in consciousness. I want to really see how it all works And, you know, Bonnie is the bar. Okay, Bonnie's over here. And she says, okay, come with me, do it the easy way. Or go ahead, go over there and mess around. I tend to mess around. I do not recommend this to everyone. Okay? I'm taking copious notes while I'm doing all this. But the team, you know, unless I'm really going over a cliff, really do they step in and just, you know, do a save. And even then, I think there's some people that say, ah, let her go. Visioning a different world really begins right now, and we can dream it into reality, just the way that Bonnie was talking about in her email. You know, you can say to yourself, well, sure, you know, she has the time to sit and watch the wind and trees. I'm too busy or too stressed or whatever excuse you choose not to do it. But it doesn't take a lot of time. We are dreamers. You know, Bashar talks all the time about dreaming each other into our realities. And I do own this one. Before every session, I do so much work all over the world. Hot spots in general, people that are hungry, that are in fear, everywhere. And I do dream it to be differently. That part I do. You know, I don't play with that one. I can play with my own experience. I don't play with the world's. But I am in a state of observation and self-correction kind of all the time. And I crack myself up. I do realize, though, and I think this is a belief, that everything in my life is ultimately a blessing. And it's interesting, Squirrel, that you read that, was that Astro Sparkles about everything ultimately being a blessing.
Yeah.
It
keeps us on our path, I think, doesn't it?
It what?
It keeps us on our path, you know? I mean, some of the things that we think that were not happy times or what we wanted to have happen, but it led us to where we need to go, so it is a blessing.
Well, I think the blessing is walking through them and having the opportunity to know that, and, you know, this goes back to if we use our tools, we can respond. If we don't have tools, we react.
Mm-hmm.
The tools are out there. Okay. You have the choice to respond instead of react. And I have to remind myself of this all the time. Just because I've had a lot going on lately. I know. I crack myself up.
Well, I don't know. I just walk around sometimes and I think, oh, there's that old belief again. What's up with that? Here it comes. They just become more obvious, I think.
Well,
and know that that's what
they're going to become more obvious, Squirrel. I agree with you. I mean, we're being shown over and over again right now. Okay, you want to stay there? How's this? And if that doesn't get you to change it, okay, how's this? So, you know, when I talk about, you know, kind of being the observer and self-correcting all the time and cracking myself up, and obviously I do believe that everything is a blessing, and because that's a belief, it generally turns out to be exactly that. On the other hand, hopefully Bonnie is not listening to this show because I will hear it. But I do enjoy the ride and playing it out, and I play devil's advocate with myself. But we're all such powerful creators, either consciously or unconsciously. We're creating all the time, whether we want to accept that or not. And Bonnie said something about baby steps, and that really hit me. And she had talked about it in our conversation that day and then sent me the email. And it really stayed with me. And I really, you know, this one, I really mulled this one over about in enjoying the journey, okay, and not beating ourselves up. We want to be there, wherever there may be for you. And what Bonnie said is you're already there. But the baby steps, I love that because it takes the pressure off. And if you took baby steps every day, just to shift beliefs that you know are limiting, whether it's about men, government, money, prosperity or abundance, work, health, love, joy, friendships, loneliness. I mean, there are so many subjects that if we sat down and wrote down our real beliefs about them, it would scare the you know what out of you, because you'd realize how often you're running all this limiting stuff all the time. Bonnie and I, years ago, were chatting about the number of beliefs she had in a file on men, and I think it was somewhere, God, Bonnie, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, I believe it was something like 400, may have been 600. I said, you save those in a file? Now, this is her work. This is what she came to do. But she knew that she created her own reality from the time she was a young child. I mean, she was like 9, 10, 11, something like that. And so... but I've watched so many of you taking what you thought were baby steps. I look back at where you were months or years ago and see what you've created and the amazing steps that you've all taken forward. I mean, there are people out there that listen to the shows that years ago didn't have a voice. And today you couldn't shut either one of them, the twins for one, couldn't shut either one of them up because they know themselves. They know who they are. Oh, gosh, I could go on for hours about all, you know, Janet, who writes in, and I'm going to share one of hers in a minute, who just took a huge leap, but she works at it all the time, meditates. I mean, she really works with her child and adolescent. These are people who are saying, look, I'm going to make the breakthrough here now. And again, it's not that they're more than any of you, but they are doing the work. Therein lies the difference. And because of the way that things are right now, this is a time when you can make quantum shifts and changes if you decide to. If you decide to. I want to share Janet's latest email, and I've really enjoyed getting these. I'm not going to be able to get back to sleep until I write this email. Here's what's been going on for me the past week, and especially in my dream time. The team suggested I check in with the people most in need from the Boston bombing last week. I did so and was immediately in the midst of energetic chaos. This lasted several days as I would check in. I couldn't find my magical child, anything or anyone for that matter. All I could see and feel was energetic chaos. After several days, I realized that this was about much more than just the Boston bombing. It was about the destruction of Maldak and the shattering of souls, my soul. And for those of you that don't know about Maldak, it was a planet that was destroyed. Many of you have had lifetimes on Maldak. It was a devastating time. It is a wounding in your soul that many people do carry, just like Atlantis. And Maldak, I think, was a little greater, if you could imagine, knowing that your entire planet Earth was going to be destroyed it would create unbelievable chaos. I began asking how I could heal. Deep within me, I knew I was re-experiencing this, not just to heal myself, but also others. I saw my child, adolescent, young adult, and myself holding hands. We were hand in hand with angels, and we were being brought forward out of the chaos. I asked how I could heal all this, and I heard the word forgiveness, capital letter. I've been carrying this trauma for eons, and I began forgiving myself and anyone involved in any way in the destruction of Valdez. I realized the immense impact that the explosion and others like it had had on the multiverse, and I found myself addressing the Federation of Worlds on forgiveness and how this was of key importance for peace and achieving love. Well, then my ego stepped in, and you're just making all this up, was I? I realized this was only a belief I'd held. My thoughts and old beliefs had limited the possible. I changed my belief to, yes, this is all possible, and it did happen. And I felt the shift within me. Amazing. My intention to be the best ambassador I can be. In love and light, Janet. Powerful.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
So, Squirrel, and do you want to go there in terms of talking about what's going on with Boss, or you want me to go on the channel and you can do it with the team?
Well, you know,
you're much nicer than I am.
One thing here.
What?
I was just going to say, you know, that Janet brought up the Boston thing, and I agree. I just think they're, you know, it was a devastating event, but I think people now see that the best way to get through those kinds of events is to send love and healing to them instead of going into fear and outrage and contracting again. And that's usually been, I think, the response or the reaction, and maybe this time what Janet was saying, it was a response to that, which I liked. I liked that very much.
Okay, and I want to say about this young man, and I'd massacre his name, that was captured. And as humans want to punish somebody. They want to blame someone. I am not saying he didn't participate. The highest place to go with this is forgiveness. This young man did not want to die. I knew he wasn't going to. I really was very convinced of that. I tapped into him often, and, you know, he could have gone out in a blaze of glory if his belief structure was really that much with the whole jihadist mindset. And just like Janet got to forgiveness with Maldek, and there were others that were involved in Maldek, I know the story. I've been there. And I, when we can reach a level of forgiveness and love the unlovable and accept the unacceptable, it doesn't mean we have to endorse it. But as ambassadors of peace and love, war has gotten us nowhere. Killing has gotten us nowhere. Whether it's been on Earth or any other planet. It's a wonderful time. I know, Squirrel, and we've gone back and forth about a lot of conspiracy theories around Boston. You sent me an email about it, and I actually paid attention and started reading a lot of different things, and they don't add up. I have to say that. So there's definitely a question. I think that not only Americans, but I think the world is really looking at what's real and what's not. What's contrived and what's not, why, I think is something that we again, when you have light and dark coming to the surface, I think you're going to see there is still dark on the planet, still struggling to be in control. You know, I have more of a centrist attitude in that I know that, you know, we're a planet of polarity. Somebody has to play like a bad guy. So I say that, you know. There was one political figure whose name will go unmentioned, and my granddaughter saw him on television. She had no idea who he was, and she pointed him out. She said, "Grandma, that's not really his face. His face peels off, and there's something under there." She is phenomenal, and when I was young, that was always my thing. I could read photographs, and she reads faces. She, whether it's a photograph or seeing it on television, she can see who they really are, what they project themselves to be, and who they really are. So it was really quite fascinating. So, you know, there is a lot going on. But I go back to Bonnie, who is dreaming a new world, and I love that because we know that as things are breaking down, okay, business, finance, so many things breaking down, we have to be the dreamers and dream something new, dream it a new way. We don't have to like the way things are going, but we sure as hell can forgive it. If we don't forgive
That's
it
true.
And we push against it, then we're adding energy to it. And that, I don't think, is what any of us have intended to do here.
I think it's time for you to go into channel.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, thanks.
She's so subtle. All right. Well, we had to stop for a moment and chat with the channel. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to all of you. We quite enjoy when you play with consciousness. Now, we could say to you that every version of consciousness is true, because it is. Because you decide that it is for you. Well, that's a lot of power, isn't it? And it may be confusing for you because you tend to believe at times that everything you read may be true and everything you see may be true because, you know, some commercial on television that the girl saw something on the internet, and the internet is always true. You know, it has to be true. It's on the internet. Which we think is a very humorous reflection of human consciousness at this time. If we said to you, nothing is really true except for what you believe to be true, you could sit and ponder that one for years. And there have been philosophers for thousands of years pondering many things. You're not the first to ponder human consciousness with all of its paradoxes, and there are many. You won't find absolutes. This we remind you of. Processes, yes, they do work. Does every process work for every person? Not necessarily. Unless they believe it will. Now, if they're coming loaded with their negative ego in one pocket and their shame in the other, and belief that says nothing ever works for me in the back pocket, it probably won't work. Because that belief that nothing ever works for me is going to override everything. You're all standing at an incredible vista right now. Things are moving faster than you think they are. Maybe not as fast as you'd hoped they would. You may feel stuck, but we can promise you that you're really not. You're that powerful. Some of you are tired. Seriously tired. We understand. It's been a long journey. Not easy for many of you. But you're on your way now. Lazarus has talked about this for years. You're heading home. This is the time to pull out the stops and to play with possibilities and probabilities as never before. Beliefs, of course. Intentions, absolutely. Dreaming every chance you get. Every chance you get. You've heard that every thought that you think lands somewhere, positive or negative, and it does. That's how powerful you are. That is how powerful you are. You're not going to see the whole picture for a while. First of all, you wouldn't understand it all. You wouldn't understand it all. We have fed our channels peace here, and a piece there, and a piece here. She's the one with the 5,000-piece puzzle. And no box that tells her what the picture really looks like when it's put together. But she loves it that way, see. That makes her journey exciting. And so we play with her. And we give her what she's ready to know and understand. Sometimes we wait a little longer and make her laugh. She misses the obvious and then gets a big kick out of it. Exciting, exciting time. But also in many ways a critical time on your planet. For many of you, oh, you could be making massive changes if you are so inclined. No one is telling you you have to. You may feel a little badly down the road that you didn't participate more, but we're not guilting you because we don't believe in guilt and manipulation. That's not where we would go. We're talking about how you would feel. All right? We have no judgment one way or the other. Remember, you wanted to be here. You fought to get it. There's still people that we encounter that think that they were sent here. I was sent here. I didn't want to come. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. This was not some terrible assignment handed to you, you know. Captain so-and-so, you're going to Earth because you screwed up. No, of course not. Not at all. A privilege. A and honor. What you do with that privilege, what you do with that honor, is up to you. It's not about racing to some finish line, because we promise you, you're never going to be finished. You will continue to learn and grow and learn and grow and learn and grow no matter where you go from Earth. It's one adventure after another. There's no such thing as, I'm there, I now know it all. No, you don't. You haven't even scratched the surface yet. If you can imagine that. And the whole point of that is to enjoy the journey. Savor every moment of it. Even those times that don't feel so good, squeeze out, wring out all the magic you can find in every experience. Grab every opportunity you can to laugh, to see the humor. To see the humor. We promise you we're all pretty funny out here. Well, not everyone. Resonance. If you can find the humor and raise your resonance, you're going to grab hold of, create, experience more magic as a result. Wait a minute, who said anything about magic? Where did that come from? Well, it's an important piece of all this. Magic isn't doled out. You step into it. How do you step into it? Oh, with that high resonance, with desire. You'll know when you do it. This is a great time for all of you to be journaling when something really good happens and when something not so good happens. What was I doing? What was I thinking? What was I feeling that created this? Now, these are basic things, people, but they're going to be very critical here, all right? They already are. They already are. You're magical, wonderful, amazing beings who've taken on the amnesia, limited consciousness. You don't have access to multidimensionality like you've had in other lifetimes. So this is an interesting exploration. And you can be of incredible service and service to yourself, joy for yourself. Don't be afraid to create a wonderful life. For crying out loud, don't be a martyr. And assume because all these people are suffering, you should too. That is not the solution. You came to be the example. Not to suffer. That's what you're taught in religion schools, all right? You're all capable. Every one of you listening to this show, of creating extraordinary lives. Don't get angry at yourself if you aren't there yet. Savor the wins. Savor the magic that you create. And go back and review, how did I do this? What was I thinking and feeling? Was my resonance high? Oh, was it one of those mornings when I woke up and just felt excited to be on Earth? Appreciate every experience that you've had. Work with your shadows. This is not an option, everybody. shadow work is a spiritual imperative. Teachers have been saying this for a very long time. It's a spiritual imperative. In your shadow are these things that make you believe you're not enough, and also beautiful treasures that you can access as you clear out the shadow. Because you're willing to go to those places that don't feel good. Shame. You know all of the, we talk about this enough with all of you. And for those of you who are waiting for something big to happen, all right? Squirrel was talking with the channel earlier about 2012, right? And a lot of people are feeling badly that things didn't change more dramatically. Looking for a panacea of some type. Okay, this is it. The energy is going to shift, and it did shift. It may have been imperceptible to you, but there was a shift. More light than dark on the planet. Not an overnight success, which many of you may have been looking for. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be different. No. It's a process. You're on Earth. It's like waiting for us to land and save you. Don't do that. When you do that, we can't come. We cannot come to save you. We can come to assist you when you're ready to meet us as equals and not make us into gods or saviors. Saviors is the most appropriate word. And then shoulder to shoulder will work with you, yes. We're not punishing you. We love you too much for that. But you've agreed to be a planet that's done it differently than anywhere else. That's going to set the bar, set the precedent. That will inspire other races, other planets, other universes, or planets in other universes. Oh, you are being watched. You are being watched. And we're excited for all of you, even if you think you failed at this or didn't get that right. You're not done. There's so much ahead for all of you. All of you. But enjoy every moment. Savor every moment. We'll whisper this to the channel as she's griping. All right. Sure, I got to feed the birds, I got to do the dogs, I got to do the plants, and I got to do this, and I got to write the show. And we'll say, enjoy the moment. And her normal response is, bite me. Not very elegant.
She's kicked.
All right. All right, Squirrel, you have some questions. From you.
You know, we really don't, but if you'd like to continue
no, from
on. But
you,
I,
from you. From you.
From me. Well, you know, there are a couple of things. One, I would have to say that I've noticed a shift in the collective on how they responded to what happened in Boston and Texas. And I see that as a positive, that many people were choosing to send love and light and not go into fear over it like they did with, I would say, 9/11 was the last big one, I think, for bringing up fear in the populace. And then my other comment would be, you know, we call on you at night to help us when you do the shows or when we listen to the show. But do you hear us when we say thank you during the day? I mean, I go around and I go, oh, thank you, team. Something comes up and I go, geez, I know that, that they were there, and it's not always in my dream state, so, or maybe it is. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, do you hear us when we thank you for the guidance and the assistance?
We are very aware. All right. Mm-hmm. When you reach out to us in any fashion, you send off a frequency. So, yes, we do monitor you.
Yeah, I'm
we
sure
don't
we
invade.
All do that
That's
with you.
Not our job. All right. But we are aware. All right. That's camaraderie, squirrel.
I see.
You are our comrades. Okay? So when you reach out to your comrades, all right, aren't your comrades aware?
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Do we kind of pop in and out of your realities here and there? Yes. All the time, maybe not. Depends. If you've developed an intimate relationship, not a codependent one, an intimate relationship with us, or you can have some fun. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we laugh about the channel. We have an intimate relationship with the channel because the channel's funny. She entertains us. Interestingly enough, she doesn't call on us much. Other than for others. Are we aware of you when you all reach out to us? Yes. When you get in a car, go to drive, you know. You could call on all your in-seat friends and us as well and say, you know, light and protection around my car, etc. And we watch you go and think, all right. Didn't want us along for the ride. You can invite us in. There are many observers that would love to pop in the back seat of the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Go along.
I could use a driver.
Well, that's a little difficult to see. You might get pulled over and then you'd have a hell of a time explaining that. Yes. We are so aware of all of you. And each one of you, unique beings that you are. Unique expressions. Beautiful for us to watch you.
And you know, team, we're going to have to wrap up pretty soon, so I know you're going to want to say some profound words us this evening.
All right. Now, wouldn't we surprise you if we told a joke? All right.
Oh. That'd be lovely.
We would love to work with all of you tonight. First, to love yourselves more and accept where you are with grace and elegance. Second, to help encourage you to create more love in your lives, more support. Because the more you're experiencing love and support, the more you're going to want to share it with everyone on the planet and in the cosmos. We hope you heard what we just said. It's important.
Definitely.
All right. So what we said, feed yourself, love yourself, create more love in your life so that then you are inspired to share it with everyone. This step out there and touch lives, whether you do it one-on-one, meditatively, flying all around the world, sending out big feelers of light and love. However you choose to do it is perfect. It's your unique vibration and frequency. Doing it your way, and each person will do it their way. And the more filled with love you are, the more you will have to share. The more impact you will have everywhere and everywhere. Know that we love you all so very much, and you, dear squirrel, know that we love you.
Thank you.
As we do each and every one of you. And until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste.
I don't know if we're on air, but I love you all very much. Squirrel, I love you so much, honey. Thank you all for listening tonight.
Thank you, Jackie. I love you, too.
Okay. Good night, everyone. Talk with you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have fun.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, honey.